This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. That well-known aphorism from Spanish-born American philosopher George Santayana is as true today as it was a century ago. State lawmakers are working on a bill now, House Bill 4493, that would require schools in Michigan to teach students about genocide, including the Armenian Genocide and the Holocaust. Corey Harbaugh is making it his personal mission to ensure teachers in Michigan have resources and models about Holocaust education and to help them teach it well. Corey is part of the education efforts of the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington and with Michigan's Holocaust Memorial Center in Farmington Hills in Oakland County. Corey Harbaugh also teaches with the Fenville Public Schools in Allegan County. Welcome to Stateside, Corey.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor.
Corey, why do you believe it is so crucial for Michigan schools and Michigan students to dig into the Holocaust and learn its lessons?
The Holocaust, in my experience as a teacher and as a teacher developer, is one of those teaching content opportunities that we have that in so many ways is what called us into the profession. It is deeply engaging, and when done well and done right, it wakes students up to their place in history, and it also engages them in ways that, you know, we really dream about in our profession. As we push towards more STEM opportunities and science-based focused in classrooms, as we look at early childhood education, you know, one of the things we always have to consider, where are the humanities? Where is our consideration of our civic responsibility to one another? And this particular bill addresses that.
Now, you made an interesting comment that teaching about the Holocaust when done well and done right, which leads me to wonder, in your work, have you come across inappropriate ways of teaching the Holocaust? What does that look like?
When I first started teaching about the Holocaust, I was doing so in an English language arts classroom in high school, and I was teaching Elie Wiesel's Night. And the first year that I taught it, at the end of the unit, I did a reflective writing with the kids, and one of the kids told me very directly that at the end of the unit, I really left her hanging out there with questions unanswered and feelings unprocessed and curiosities that had nowhere to go. And I realized that I had done her a disservice. And so that started me on my journey to learn more about the Holocaust and content and also responsible ways of teaching it. And since that time, as I've gone into professional development, starting with the Memorial Library, then to the Shoah Foundation and the USHMM in D.C., what I've learned is there is so much variety in the ways that teachers approach it, and sometimes it's done as an experience of trauma, and that happens when a teacher puts material in front of a student, like a photograph that has graphic imagery in it from a concentration camp or something, or it happens when a teacher, a well-meaning teacher, puts a piece of popular, say, a movie or a popular fiction in front of a kid that treats the Holocaust as a fable or distorts the history in some way, and the student comes out with a distorted sense of the history. Mm. Or it happens like it did in my case when I didn't consider the ways that we responsibly take a student into learning about the Holocaust and out of learning about the Holocaust so that there is a developmental appropriateness to it, and at the end of which the students are saying, okay, I understand this leg of the journey, now I'm ready for the next, rather than at the end of it saying, this is undone, or I have questions that are unanswered.
Or shutting down, which I think can easily happen when you think of, you know, the horrific photographs taken by the mm-hmm. Allied troops who liberated the camps. If you just put that up there as part of a lesson, you could probably just have a youngster just shut it down totally. I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
And we should never get to the end of a unit of teaching about anything, but particularly with the Holocaust, when at the end of it, students are saying something like, okay, you know, been there, done that, I get the Holocaust, and I don't ever have to learn about it again. That's irresponsible. But it's more irresponsible at the end of which when students say, I never want to encounter these topics again because that was such a traumatic experience. That's not the goal of any education, and we do a disservice to kids when it happens that way.
Corey, you also say that your approach to Holocaust education, that it must have local relevance. So I'm mm-hmm. wondering, how would you teach differently, let's say in Fenville, which is, as you told us, is about 50% Hispanic, compared mm-hmm. to, let's say, a white-majority community or Muslim-American community like Dearborn?
In our work with teachers across the state of Michigan every summer, one of the things we ask them to do is to think about the content through the lens of their local community and the needs of their students. And students have to see their place in the content. And that's not just true for Holocaust. That's true for any education. It has to have a relevance. But with regards to Holocaust Ed, students who feel a connection historically, maybe students who can trace their ancestry back into Europe, have a different response. And then students who trace their ancestry back or their religion or cultures back in different ways look for their place in the history. And we need teachers to think about what that looks like so that the learning is just as relevant for them. So, for instance, in Fenville, which is 50% Hispanic, many of the students who look at stories or survivor testimony feel or connect with it differently, and they want to know their place in the history, which is why the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum, for instance, has been working to develop resources that help students who come from Central and South America see that there indeed were connections to events that happened in Europe in 1930s and 40s. And students who come from other communities see their places in that as well. And we found that working with teachers to make it locally relevant is the key to having it be the kind of education we want for kids.
Now, your mission is to kind of get the resources and the training to the teachers in Michigan, particularly as House Bill 4493 makes its way through the legislature. Mm-hmm. And if it comes to the point where they are going to have to teach about it, you want it done right. And I'm very interested in this seminar for teachers you do every summer at the Holocaust Memorial Center in Farmington Hills, funded by the estate of a survivor.
That's correct. Olga Lenya was a survivor who made it to the United States after a series of events, but essentially she survived the Holocaust. Her story is also part of the story that is told in Sophie's Choice. She wrote an amazing memoir, one of the very first memoirs about the Holocaust, called Five Chimneys. At the end of her life, her estate was left and became the Memorial Library and is now the Memorial Library and Olga Lenya Institute. And the board there is wanting to support through training and resources, teachers across the country, so that they have what they need to be able to teach the Holocaust well. We saw that opportunity and created a satellite seminar in Michigan, and over the last 6 years now have worked with teachers literally from every corner of Michigan, from Berrien County up to the Keweenaw Peninsula, the Thumb, the Detroit area. And what we've done is we've invited teachers to come to the Holocaust Memorial Center in Farmington Hills for a week in the summer. And our grant provides the resources to provide housing and materials and training and access to survivors and the fantastic archives and resources at the Holocaust Memorial Center. And we get together and we do what good teachers do. We talk shop and we talk about the different topics that come up in Holocaust and genocide studies. We talk about how one might approach it responsibly. We share resources. We bring in lecturers from around the state and around the country. We really create with the teachers an amazing week-long experience that focuses on that very question. How do you teach this well, and how do you teach it responsibly?
So I'm sure teachers listening, their ears are perked up. How do I find out more, and when is this going to be?
Our seminar this summer is scheduled from July 11 through 16, and teachers, if they go out online to the Memorial Library website, which is thememoriallibrary.org, on that website, if they go to the Satellite Seminars Programs area and click on the Michigan Seminar, they'll see information about the program and also the application process, which is online. And they'll hear back from us very soon.
Corey Harbaugh is a veteran teacher with the Fenville Public Schools in Allegan County, where he does teacher development, and co-director of the Holocaust Education Network. And once again, the website for teachers to find out more about this upcoming summer week-long seminar is thememoriallibrary.org. Corey, it was great to talk with you. Thank you so much for sharing your work with us.
Cynthia, it's been an honor. Thank you so much.
We learned about Corey Harbaugh's work teaching the Holocaust through an email that he sent us here at Stateside. So it's a perfect time to invite you to let us know about something you're doing that you think people through Michigan should know about, or tip us off about someone you know who's making a difference in your community. We welcome your story tips by email, and it's easy to do. Just write to stateside@michiganradio.org.